the story that she would like to tell. So please welcome Ruth Canonico.
I had two things I was considering, two of which were songs, and then Trish read her poem and about I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. And in honor of my mentor storyteller, Duncan Williamson, who was born around this time many years ago and has since left the planet Earth, I will tell you the story. It will resonate with other stories you may know. Long ago, there was a merchant, and this merchant lived in the distant East, hundreds of years ago. And he was a very, very wealthy merchant with a beautiful home, much land, many servants, and many people who worked for him. Once a year, he used to have to go on a caravan trip to the furthest parts of the East, to the ocean, and bring back rich, beautiful garments, cloth, woven carpets, jewelry, all sorts of beautiful things that he would then sell in his part of the country that he lived. Now, he had one thing that he loved. He didn't have a wife. He didn't have children. And so he had one thing that he loved above all things. And it wasn't gold or it wasn't material goods. It was a bird. And this bird had the most beautiful singing voice in the whole of the world that he had heard. And he had traveled the world, so he had heard a lot of singing birds. Now, he kept this bird in the most palatial cage that you can imagine. It was huge. It could have been as big as this room in an even larger hall. And it was gilt, and he gave it every sort of comfort and trees that he actually grew inside the cage and flowers. And he came every night before he went to sleep to listen to the bird sing and then to listen to the bird do something that he only did for the merchant, and that was talk. No one knew that he could talk except the merchant. And they would converse about poetry, about music, about philosophy. And then it would come the time of year when the merchant had to go away, and he would go away for months. And the bird would be left in the cage. He would be fed and cared for, but he would have no one to talk to. So he would be very sad. Now, I'm going to have to push the story into a kind of accordion, make it a bit shorter. So I will tell you that this was so heartbreaking for the bird that when the merchant had come back from one of his many long trips of months away, when he came back, the bird was very poorly and ill and sad and sick, and no one that the merchant could bring to the bird who knew about the ways of the small creature could help it get well. And finally, in a weak voice, when he was alone with the merchant, he said to the merchant, "The only one that can help me is on the far side of the land by the shore of the ocean, and he looks exactly like me. It's a bird that looks exactly like me, so you'll have to go back out all the way back where you came from." And he told him exactly which forest, exactly which woods, exactly which tree, by which part of the ocean to find this bird. And he said, "And when you get to him, tell him that I am here, in this cage, living with you." And so the merchant, who had just come back from months away, took this trip because he didn't want his bird to die. And he went and he walked and he traveled and he was alone finally. And he came to the woods and he came to the ocean and he came to the tree. And he heard the singing exactly like his bird sang. So he knew it was the right bird. And when he looked up into the tree and saw this beautiful bird, he said, "I come with a message from a friend." And the bird stopped singing and listened and looked at him. And he said, "That bird that sings just as you do lives with me in a beautiful gilded cage, and I take care of him in my home." At which point, this beautiful bird, this twin to his own bird, fell out of the tree and died at his feet. the king was heartbroken because he felt this was the only bird that would tell him what to do to save his own, and now he was dead, lying at his feet. And he cried over this bird. And he placed a flower on its breast, and he began the long trip back to his own home. And when he came to his own bird, late at night, at the end of this long, dusty journey, he had to break this news to his bird. His bird was better. His bird was sitting on his perch and swinging. And when he saw his master, he sang to him. And the merchant came. And in fact, he opened the door and went inside the cage with his bird because he was so overcome with grief to tell him. He said, "Your friend, your beautiful friend, when I told him where you were, he fell to the ground and died." And the bird flew past the merchant and went to the window, which was open, and sat on the windowsill just for a moment. And he turned back and he looked in the merchant and he said, "Thank you." And he flew away. And that was the end of the relationship that this merchant had with his beloved one. But he somehow knew in that moment that the bird that was lying at his feet in the woods, hundreds and hundreds of miles away by that shore, was rising from the ground, not dead, and flying into the tree to wait for his beloved. And that is the story that Duncan learned from an Arab friend, he said. Thank you.
That was quite a story. Thank you. And beautifully told. Thank you. A big hand, please, to Ruth Canonico.